It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I host this show. And with me, guys, he has been here for the last couple of weeks. This is Daniel Zagaroni. You guys have heard him on the last couple of shows. And guys, I just enjoy my time with you, Daniel. It's every time that we get together, we have such good conversations. You know, every time we leave, I think about them. I ponder upon them. And it's just good. Guys, I hope that this show is a blessing to you guys. You know, we call it Building Alaska for a reason. We want to build this place, build this great state, both financially and mentally and relationships. We want to build this state, not just physically. Okay, there's a lot of stuff that's happening and there's a lot of healing that needs to take place. And sometimes it needs to come out in these kinds of conversations for people to get back and to get back locked in, right? There are so many things in life that we miss out on, important things like our mental health. We want to build Alaska with the right mindset. So Daniel, I want you to take it away. There's a couple of things that I know that you really want to share with our listeners. And guys, stay tuned in. This show is going to be specifically tailored towards true wealth. What does true wealth really look like?
I want to touch base on wealth and vanities and values. So the vanities of life, certain things you accomplish, certain things that you think that have physical value to it, you know, like maybe the car that you drive, the body that you work so hard for. Well, body, I think, has a wealth to it because your health is your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you achieve something greater than anyone else. End of the day, that is not real food for your body. Your body is, you're feeding the surface, but not your soul. The things that feed your soul is love, purpose, wisdom, faith. That's something that you carry. That's something no one can take from you. And if you take that and you spread that onto others, then that's the greatest ROI. Oh, yeah. That's the greatest compounding effect that there is in life.
Yep.
It's not the car that you drive. See, vanities fade, you know, values, they last. So as a father, you know, learn the seeds that you plant, you know, because what you plant, you shall reap. So,
that's true.
And it actually, it's very simple because it starts with the word, because the, you know, words are life or death. So it's very, it's like, it's very blunt, but it's simple, but it's difficult at the same time.
Yeah, it can be.
You know, wealth is not the condition of the pocket. It's the condition of the mind. And before anything is actually accomplished, before any deal is made, before anything is agreed on, it starts with imagination. Before this world was created, God had a plan. And he put it in perspective. He had the word. And he used that word to create reality. And we live it. We're in it right now. We're in this program. So I hope the words and everything that we spoke about can, you know, elevate people into positivity, into a life where they can live in abundance and healthy, loving time that they have on this earth. Because this time that we have, this is the only currency that we have to spend. You know, this is the only, that's all we have. You know, they say time is money, but, you know, I think that's not a fair exchange of value there. You know, time is money. You can make more money. You ain't going to make more time. I mean, show me where the time machine is. You know, I'll spend my money to buy that machine.
You'll never find it.
The beautiful thing is you can compound. You know, you can have other people do jobs and duties for you and give them an exchange of value, and then they can do it for you to save you some time. So there was different options of doing, you know, working around that. But end of the day, the most important thing is your thoughts. It starts with the thoughts. I think it's a condition of your health. It starts with your thoughts. And then it, obviously, because you think about the Cheeto before you eat it. You know what I'm saying? You think about it. And the people that don't know where to go, because, you know, there's been a time in my life where it's like, where am I going to go? Go home to see me? You know, who got my back? Myself? There's nobody there. So in my life, I just kind of dove in head first, unfortunately. It was difficult, but I thank God, because in the moments in life where the pressure was on and, you know, it came down to the deadline, I remember I would slack off and not do what I needed to do. But when it came and it was the time when I had to shine, oh, man, it was difficult. But I made it, barely, just crawled to the front door. Hopefully it's not like that in the spiritual. Just make it to the front gates of heaven, baby. Oh, praise God. So I'm very grateful, Jesse. Thank you. Thank you for having me on this show. Thank you for being part of my life. Absolutely. And I praise God for being able to have a voice and being able to speak life. And anyone out there that's struggling, you know, I love you. Maybe you never heard that before, but I might not know you, but I love you. My soul goes out to all in abundance and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's good. Yeah. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I host this show, and with me I have Daniel Zagaroni. You know, the last couple of weeks we had a lot that we covered. If you guys ever miss any of these shows, if you guys go to KFAR Radio on Google, you guys can see our video or our audio archives, and you'll be able to tune in, you know, anytime you want on our past shows. So if you guys ever missed any of them, I got to tell you guys, the last couple of weeks have been just amazing. You know, there's a lot of people who are affected out there in Fairbanks, in the state of Alaska, everywhere. But we want to make sure that we're building this state, right?
Yeah.
We have to start here. You know, a lot of people, like when it comes into the religious groups, right? People want to go and do missionary work everywhere else, but they can't find the time or the strength or the energy or the thought to ask your neighbor, hey, how are you doing? Are you okay? Is there anything that you need? Hey, can I do this for you? Do you need help with this? Do you need help with that? You know, we need to build our neighborhoods. We need to build our city. We need to build our state. And it takes these conversations. It takes these moments where you face these moments. You know, you face your fears. You know, strength is found when you face your fears.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. You know, and some of us have been taught to run away from those. And then we wonder why. You know, a lot of people, you know, they blame somebody else. They blame the devil. They blame their friend. They blame this. You know, at the end of the day, unless somebody held a gun to your head, you made a decision. You made a choice. So as you made choices in life to get you where you're at right now, you can make the same or if not different choices to get yourself out of it. You have the ability. You have the power to do so. You know, and this is a big problem. Is, you know, there's so many people. There's kids. I talk to, you know, younger kids who are just adults, 18, 19, 20, 21 year olds. And what's on their mind? I can't wait till I get my license when I'm 21 so I can go party. There will come a time where that will pass. And one of the most uncomfortable things to deal with as an adult, as a parent, as a man, is to go back to those moments of regret, wishing that you could have done things differently. But this is just the pains of life. Sometimes kids need to go through those moments to realize, I'm never doing that again. I cannot believe I've wasted 10 years of my life. But what we do here is we want to just encourage those people who are in it already. Those who might be dabbling in that mindset of, hey, you know what? I want to just waste my life for a bit. I just need to relax. I need to just unwind. I just need to disappear. I need to do this. I need to do that. Be intentional. Be intentional about why you're doing it.
Yeah. Because one day you'll realize it was all about the people that helped. It was all about the peace that you found. And it was all about the light that you shined. And that is the true value of life.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me, when I was a kid, I used to be a little bit of a troublemaker. And I got yelled at a lot. I got whooped too. Oh man, there's nothing like an old-fashioned beating, man. You'll never see that anymore these days. But, you know, when I was a kid, I would get into trouble a lot. And I despised these people. I did. You know, family members, relatives, people at church, you know, even neighbors. as an adult now, seeing all of this come to pass and going back into those moments, I can now say that I love those people. Why? If people don't care about you, they're not going to talk to you. Mm-hmm. If people don't want to say anything to you, you'll never hear from them. It's as simple as that. It's just, that's common sense. So if somebody's trying to help you out and correct you and guide you back on the path that you were supposed to be on, you could take offense to it. You take the meat, leave the bone. Don't get emotionally attached to it. Learn from that. Grow from that. And you know what's going to happen, guys? When I first moved up here to Alaska, I came here with a lot of problems. A lot. Okay? I had a lot of issues in the mind. I had a lot of, you know, past problems and traumas and whatever you want to call them. And it really affected me. I was young. I was very, very young when I first came up here. And so I came up here not knowing anything about Alaska. I didn't know anything about relationships. I didn't know anything about normal life. I was living on the street. That was where my life was at. And when I met my wife and we moved up here, everything changed. You know what? It's so rewarding when I talk to somebody like, man, you're just somebody completely different. You're not the same person that you were when we first met you. I wasn't looking for that. That just comes along the way when you're in a journey and you're intentional about your journey. When you're not looking intentionally for rewards, but they come to you, those are the little booster packs that you get along your journey. That right there speaks more volume than anything else. You could read all the books that you want. You know, this was another problem that I had when I first moved up here. I was young, okay? I'm still young, but I wanted a lot in life, and I got frustrated why I didn't have any of it. I blew my young adult life away. That was my fault. Not my mom, not my dad, not my parents, not the drug dealers, not anybody, not the state, not the politicians. I don't care who it is. It's not their fault. I chose. I made the decision. I had the power to say no. But I'm the one who's the author of my future. And so when I started to change my intention about how I'm living my life, I realized, you know what? It's gonna take some time to get there. When you become intentional about your journey, you enjoy your journey. You don't like it, but you enjoy it. And there's a difference, and I'll explain why. When you look back at your life and you look at those things that you have accomplished and you stood true to those, okay? The lessons that are learned are the lessons that you enjoy, which makes that experience enjoyable. Some of us look at those moments where we have failed to get to our accomplishments and we say, oh, it was all a mistake. It was a mistake. A mistake is a mistake until it becomes an experience. And the way it becomes an experience is if you can be intentional about what you're taking out of that moment, what you're taking out of that lesson. Okay? We go through mistakes all the time. Every single one of us, we all make mistakes. Let those become experiences to slingshot you into the future, to slingshot you into the next thing that you're going to increase in.
Life has its own database. You know, mistakes can be used as stepping stones. The things that happen to you in your life, sit there, calculate what everything that happened, and you can use that to grow. That's the material that you need to build a life that you imagined. You know, most of the times the prayers are answered. It's just we're blind to see what's standing in front of us. You know, it's usually all there. Also mentally, like you can look at a mistake or you can look at something as a failure or you can take it as a lesson. And that's either you're going to hinder your potential of growth or you're going to grow. And there's been times where I hindered my potential by doubts, critics, you know, you won't be enough based off your grades, statistics. Never give up, no matter what it is.
That's good. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. I want you guys to think about this while we're listening to the break. Where you're at right now might be an answered prayer, okay? Where you are right now in life might be an answered prayer. Maybe you've prayed for this and you haven't realized it. Maybe it's a breakthrough. Maybe you have done better than where you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year. As we're going to cut to a short break, we'll be right back and we'll pick up where we last left off.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm the host. Guys, we're going to get right back into it. You know, one of the problems that we see too is, you know, maybe you have a good paying job. Maybe you got your, you know, retirement plan. Let's say you got a house, you got your car, you got your dream car, you got whatever you need. But there's still a darkness inside. You still can't enjoy life. Here's another problem. Okay. And this might resonate with a lot of you guys. Unforgiveness. You know, to try to go through this life with unforgiveness, it's like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die. If you guys understand the human anatomy and how thoughts affect the human body, okay, remember this. A thought becomes a decision. A decision becomes an action. An action becomes a habit, and a habit becomes a lifestyle. It's a trickle effect. It snowballs. Everything that's going on in your mind will snowball one way or another. Okay, your mind is like a funnel. You choose what gets to stay in there, and you get to choose what goes out. I've talked to a number of people about unforgiveness, and you see it. Bitter people, angry people, just horrible. And you wonder, like, man, you got everything going on in your life and you're stuck on that? Now, I understand some situations are pretty dark. But at what cost? I can't imagine living a life having grudges against people and unforgiveness. I'll tell you guys some real information. Listen to this. Are you guys aware that people who do not forgive and hold onto unforgiveness for years and years, they're ones that they're the individuals that are in chemotherapy for cancer. Doctors will tell you this left and right. Okay. When you go, there are so many cases of people going to chemotherapy, going to doctors, finding out that they have cancer. And doctors actually asking, is there any unforgiveness in your life that you've held on to for a long period of time? Mm. The thoughts that you have in your mind will affect your body. People lose sleep over grudges and unforgiveness. They lose their ability to have a normal appetite over unforgiveness and grudges. You can have everything else going on in your life, but the quality of your life just goes down the drain just because of that. And sometimes they're over dumb, petty things. It could have been resolved. Daniel, you said something earlier before we got back to the show.
You know, I say this to myself. I release the need to be angry. I choose peace over pain. You know, and if it's denial, all you're doing is you're blocking that pain deep in your heart. Don't deny it. You know, hurt people hurt people. You know,
that's true.
And heal people. Very simple. You know, how's your trash box doing? You know, are you overfilling your mind with trash? And that's kind of how it is. When you have that inner child in you and you feel safe, remember, you're always worthy of love, no matter what. It's nothing that they did, nothing that you did. You're always worthy of love. The circumstances can change and the outcomes can change. But when the cards are against you, no matter what it is, God made you in His image, in His love. But there's also, you can create new patterns. You know, listen more, love more, love genuinely, communicate. And if you're trying to come together with your parents, it has to be genuine. It has to come from the heart. You don't heal your parents by changing them. You heal them by changing the lives through you. You're the key. You know, it starts with within. That's why it says love thyself. Starts with within. And it can change generations.
Oh, yeah. It's
very powerful.
Oh, yeah. And you see that, you know. You hear, you know, the words, you remind me a lot of your father or your mother. It's what you give to your kids. You pass that along. And if it's healthy, they will increase from that. They'll build off of that. Because now they have the ability to do so. But there's a lot of other families, a lot of other people, so many people who have the exact opposite. And they're always losing. They're always lacking in life. They're always falling behind. They're playing the catch-up game. You know, we teach with our lifestyle. We teach with our way of life, how we hold ourselves, our composure. You know, when you hang out with someone, sometimes you can't even pay attention to the words because you feel something from them. You either feel safe or you don't. You know, and it goes with couples too. Here's a big one. When you get married, it's exciting. You have this huge ceremony called a wedding. It's just great. People get together. There's food. There's drinks. There's music. There's dancing. There's, you know, people getting together. And then the honeymoon stage, and then you're back in real life. You're back into reality. And now you got to guide, you know, your other half through this life. You know, two halves equal one. You have to be a single unit to be able to move. If you take a cow and you split him in half, he can't walk on two legs. You take a human, take 1 foot away, he's not gonna be able to run properly. So when you have a marriage too, you know, communication is everything. This is more towards men. A man who fails to communicate will be given by the lust and the desires of his imagination to fulfill what's lacking in his life. If he's not receiving what he needs from his wife and he's not speaking up about it, guess what's going to happen? The internet is going to be his best friend. It's instant gratification. It's instant reward. He doesn't have to work for it. When you work for something, it becomes valuable. When it's just given to you, you don't create value. It becomes easily disposable. So in our marriage, if we're going into a marriage without an actual intention, the same thing is going to happen later on down the road. You're going to grow bitter towards each other, and it's just going to get really uncomfortable. It's going to be a long ride, and not many people make it. Listen to this, guys. I was at a gas station off of Illinois, the Chevron gas station, one time. I was getting off work. And I pulled into the gas station, I'm filling up my vehicle, and I see this cool classic car. I think it was an MG Spyder. Beautiful car. I think it was a 61 or a 60. I can't remember. It was an older gentleman. He got out, and I just looked at him. I was like, "Hey, man, sweet ride." And we just started talking. And he's way older than I am. And we start talking about family. We start talking about life. And this is just a cool conversation I'm having with another Fairbanks resident. And I mean, we had such an awesome conversation. And then I told him I had to leave because I needed to get back to what I was doing. And he stops me. He goes, "Hey, man, real quick, are you married?" I'm like, "Yeah, I am." He goes, "Can I give you just one piece of advice for you to think about?" I was like, "Sure." He goes, The worst thing that you could have in a marriage is resentment. He goes, "It took me a long time to realize this." He goes, "Once resentment sets in into a marriage or a relationship, it's all downhill from there. If you get to a point where you can't stand that other person, you don't value them, you don't respect them, you don't love them, and you don't become intentional about loving them anymore. That's where divorce happens." You can apply this to everybody. You don't have to be married. It could be a relationship between your friend, your mom and dad, your brother and sister, your friend, your coworker, your business partner. When resentment sets in, you lose everything. Guys, for those who are tuning in right now, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm the host for the show. With me, I have Daniel Zagaroni. We're just talking about true wealth. True wealth is not the things that are tangible, right? That could be wasted off in one night. That could be gambled away for the dumbest reason. But true values are what's going to be passed down from generation to generation. And I was looking at, when I first moved up here to Alaska, I was looking at my life. And I was at a pivot point. Which direction do I go? Do I work on my mental health? Do I work on cleaning up my life mentally? And what's going on inside of my spirit, inside of my soul? Or do I push that all off to the side and do I build an empire for myself? You got to be very careful which path you choose to go down in this life. You could choose any path, but if you don't have the right mindset, you don't have the right heart, and if you don't have the right intention, it will be a long, long journey. And sometimes it's a hellacious journey. And I knew that I needed to focus on my mental health because I didn't think I was going to live long. I was struggling with suicide for many years. And for me, it was very dark. It's dark, and it's not something that people who deal with suicide, people who struggle with suicide, they're not comfortable to go out there and to talk to people about their problem. They don't want to talk to people about it. They'd rather die and be isolated than to open up to anybody. And that was what I was going through. And I started to focus on that. I was like, you know what? If I don't fix myself now, I'm not going to live to see a marriage. I'm not going to live to see a life with kids. I'm not going to be able to have a future. And I focused on that. I focused on that and I focused on that. The life that you choose to live, guys, has to be intentional, okay? And it took me a very, very long time. But I promise you this, guys. Every night, every day, every week, every month, every year that I focused, was worth it because now I'm the happiest I've ever been. And you know what that did? Not just for me and to my family, but everybody else around me. It brings true joy. It brings true life. I can go into any setting and I can make people light up. I don't have to fake it. I don't have to push anybody. I can do that naturally because I have that to give. You want to love people around you? You want to grow the Fairbanks city? You want to grow Alaska? It starts with you. Change your attitude. Change the way you treat your spouse. Change the way you treat your kids. Change the way you treat your coworkers, your friends, your church fellow brothers and sisters. Everywhere you go, change the way you are. Be intentional. Guys, we are coming to an end of our show. I really do hope that this sets deep down inside your guys' hearts because it's important. The show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath off of 29 College Road. If you guys need any kind of bathroom remodels or kitchen remodels, you can visit them. They're open 9 to 5 during the weekdays. And guys, we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.